In the reading in Acts, the risen Christ appears to the disciples and they ask, "Now, Lord? Now? Is this when you bring back the good old days? Is this when you kick Roman butt and give us back the kingdom of Israel? Is this when you restore our world?" And Jesus answers, "It's not for you to know the time." Then he disappears from sight. They go back to the upper room to pray and wait for the Holy Spirit to come. It is an important interlude. They are being prepared for life after Jesus' ascension and their changed role from students and followers to teachers and leaders in the church. In John, in the Gospel, the disciples are with Jesus in the upper room. It's Maundy Thursday, their last night together before his death. It is an important interlude. They are being prepared for life after Jesus is gone. When they leave that room, they will step out onto a pathway leading to the cross. Jesus has been saying it. Now so fervent is his concern and so great is his hope for them that he's praying it. Jesus prays for his followers. And if we look ahead to verse 20, for all those who come to believe, who will come to believe not through a Jesus with us, but a risen Christ within us. The disciples will not leave the room the same people they were when they went in. They will be changed. They don't know what's coming. All they know is that Jesus is preparing them and the Holy Spirit will be with them. Interludes for people of faith are always times when God prepares us for the next adventure, writes David Lowes. The pause before the invitation to cross a boundary into unfamiliar, but nevertheless God-beloved territory. And what about us? What are we being prepared for? When we come out of the rooms of our own interlude, who will we be? Is God preparing us to be emissaries of good news, to comfort others, to live with less fear and more generosity, to build a more just community and world? How will we be church together so that a hurting world can come to know God? To know God through the Spirit of a risen Christ in us. Maybe you're already praying about that. I know I am. Will you pray about that with me? In the movie Groundhog Day, when the pause and rewind finally stops, Bill Murray is a different person. He has learned he's not the center of the universe, and that's a good thing. He has learned that he's connected, fundamentally connected, one with others, and that a kingdom and that a kindness done to someone else somehow blesses him. He has found grace in second chances. Poet Jan Richardson wrote a blessing for this day called Stay. I know how your mind rushes ahead, trying to fathom what could follow this. What will you do? Where will you go? How will you live? You will want to outrun the grief. You will want to keep turning toward the horizon, watching for what was lost to come back, to return to you and never leave again. For now, hear me when I say all you need to do is to still yourself, is to turn toward one another, is to stay. Wait and see what comes to fill the gaping hole in your chest. Wait with your hands open to receive what could never come except to what is empty and hollow. You cannot know it now, cannot even imagine what lies ahead. But I tell you, the day is coming when breath will fill your lungs as it never has before. And with your own ears, you will hear words coming to you, new and startling. You will dream dreams, and you will see the world ablaze with blessing. Wait for it. Still yourself. Stay.